The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO 1090 Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Newtown, and KLTC in Dickinson as well. Glad you're listening. We thank you very much. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd the Radio God is here, and Pat Finken as well. A most able guest host for yours truly today on the program. I am making my way to Tampa, Florida. I know, you should feel sorry for me, but the NCAA Frozen Four said, we got some hockey to play this weekend at the University of North Dakota, heading for a 8th national championship. We have some incredible coverage for you coming up Thursday and Friday. The coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team, Fighting Hawks hockey team. My throat's there. On Friday, will join us on the program. And, of course, need a little surprise. We asked all of our sponsors to identify a player from one of the past national championship teams that they'd like us to interview. And so we have a number of those lined up. Thanks to our sponsors, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, broadcasting live from the Tampa downtown Hilton. We'll also be spending a lot of time over at Ferg Live. They call it Ferg Live, which is real near the Tampa Hilton and the arena and everything else, and I guess a legendary place there in downtown Tampa. So it should be a lot of fun with a lot of folks. Our special broadcast is brought to you by our friends at First International Bank and Trust, helping dreams come true one customer at a time by Advanced Business Methods. Find out more about them at abmnow.com, an employee-owned company now, and they'd love to serve you. Thunder Seed, first in the field. Pro Rehab, exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing. Find out more at prorehab.com. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Armies West Sports Bar Dickinson, no better place to watch UND hockey. Great fun. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Bellarue Transport, they've made that run, Florida to North Dakota, a few zillion times. They are the valley's link to the nation since 1955. Keep trucking. Voller Insurance, more than 60 years of VIP service with offices in Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minneapolis. Midco, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused, and by Ide Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm. Experience the Ide Bailey difference. All right, let's get to it. Very special guests this hour as well. Yeah, I said plural guests. And to introduce them, Pat Finken, president of ODNI, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company, member of the board of directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a respected North Dakota political activist, pundit, and consultant, including to our next guest. Pat Finken, take it away.
Thank you, Scotty. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. And Todd, I promise, this hour I've rebooted my tongue. There will be no blah, 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 blah this time.
Well, you just did, though.
Yeah, I know. It was a little rough.
Stop beating yourself up.
You do this every 6 months. It takes you a little while to get back into the zone. Hey, if you want to be part of the discussion today, you can join us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That number is 1-800-228-0550 or in Bismarck, 701-258-0550. Should say in Bismarck and Mandan. Or you can text us at 701-226-8503. Or our email is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Anyway, really excited about our next guest. Fresh off the press, as they say. We have with us in studio today the newly nominated candidate from the Republican Party for Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Mr. Wayne Stanjan, better known as Attorney General Wayne Stanjan. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you very much, Pat. And first I want to mention how jealous I am of Scott.
Yeah.
Because if I weren't doing this show today and out touring around the state like we're planning to do in the next couple of days, I would be in Tampa.
Well, I know you're a big-time UND supporter, and if you can't be there in person, I know your heart's going to be in the right place.
Well, we'll be watching the game, of course, and as people probably know, that I represented the University of North Dakota district in the legislature for 24 years, so in addition to being an alum of the school, I have a special place for it, and we're wishing our team the best.
Go Hawks. Oh, sorry, I had to throw that in there. And our other guest this hour is the newly minted Lieutenant Governor candidate from the Republican Party for the office of Lieutenant Governor, Nicole Buhlmann. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys. I know you got a lot going on this week. I'm sure it's a little busy, a little crazy this week, but I appreciate you taking some time out because obviously you're just on the front end of your media tour, and thanks for coming in and doing this. I thought before we got into this, and Wayne, people really know who you are. They've known you for a long time and have reelected you by wide margins for a long time. What I thought I'd do is start this by giving Nicole a little time to talk about who she is and kind of her past.
Well, Pat, I am thrilled to be here, so thanks again for having us. And just to introduce myself a little bit, I graduated from the University of North Dakota and met a North Dakota boy there, so I never left once I came to UND, and started my career at Red River High School in Grand Forks, and then moved to Mandan High School, and for the past decade, I've been at Century High School. So I've been in the classroom as a teacher for 18 years. I teach high school English and American history, and we have a blast. Century is a great school, and I teach the greatest kids in the world, so I love my job. I also have another part-time gig on the side, the State Senate, and that is my second session I have gone through, and so I've had a lot of fun and learned a whole lot in the past two sessions about how the Senate works, and it's just been fascinating. Met a lot of great people along the way. I've got three kids, Colin, Grace, and Nick. Our oldest, Colin, is about to graduate, so it's a very busy time this spring for us, trying to get through the prom season and getting through graduation and getting through a very intense campaign leading into the primary. So we're very busy with that. Our daughter, Grace, is a sophomore, and our baby, Nick, is a sixth grader. So we're always busy and always moving at the Pullman House.
Oh, big day or big year this year, though, because off to school and first one out of the nest kind
it
of
is,
thing.
That's, it is. Wow. On to new adventures. Everybody's on to new adventures this spring.
So anyway, I thought I'd start the conversation today. And, of course, we're always inviting callers to come in and participate in this. But I thought we'd start this conversation today with the question for you, Wayne, and just why vote for Stenjam Pullman?
You know, I want to say how proud I am of the selection that I made and that the Republican convention by a unanimous vote upheld in placing Nicole Pullman as the lieutenant governor. I've known her, of course, for decades, back when she was the vice president of the student body at the University of North Dakota when I was there. I followed her and worked closely with her in the legislature and watched her succeed so well, and she is so well regarded by members of the legislature. That's important. And so I think what we're offering to the citizens of North Dakota is something that's, I think, very important, especially at this time, and that is experienced leadership. I think that it's important that we reflect carefully on all of the good things that are going on in North Dakota, and there are so many good things going on here, and I can list them, and I probably will in the course of this interview, but we also have to be realistic about what's happening. We have some challenges, we have budget issues that we have to deal with, and we need to be able to work with the legislature and work to make sure we have a balanced budget next session. We'll have reduced income that we're anticipating will happen, but we're going to deal with that. I served in the legislature, as I mentioned before, for 24 years, often in lean time, so I know how to cut budgets when we have to. And, of course, our Constitution says that we must balance our budget. We cannot deficit spend, and we're not. We've done some very, very wise things over the course of the years, but we'll have challenges, just like North Dakota has had for the last 126 years. But we offer experience, good, solid, sound leadership that is experienced.
Well, and that's a great bridge into one of our first questions today. And, you know, there's really shaping up to be two issues in this. I mean, there's a myriad of issues as governor that you're going to have to deal with, but two of the big issues that are coming out of this, one, of course, is the next budget in light of some of the revenue changes in North Dakota, and then also, of course, the economy in light of that. And let's start with the budget. Obviously, you know, the budget has gone up dramatically in the last few years, largely one-time spending, as I understand. But it's gone up. But now those revenues are gone. Talk a little bit about how we got to this point. What's your view of that? Do you agree? Did you think it was the right thing? The one-time spending, the surge funding, those kinds of things. And where do we go from here?
That surge funding was exceedingly wise. It was something that was very, very necessary for Western North Dakota, and not only for Western North Dakota, because some of that money went elsewhere. But out of our $6.02 billion budget, $1.2 billion of that was one-time spending for badly needed infrastructure. We built roads and, in particular, bypasses around Kildare and Dickinson and Watford City and Williston. Those are projects that were very badly needed because we were losing too many lives on the highway. And that spending, I think, is something that saved lives and was the right thing to do because we had the resources, we had the money. Now, looking forward, of course, we'll have to back out from that $6 billion budget additional one-time spending. That's a smart thing to do. It was smart last session. It's smart now to look ahead. We may be able to provide for additional infrastructure funding, but I think we can only do that as we see an increase in our revenues and the price of commodities and oil going up, which everyone anticipates will happen soon.
Well, we're listening, and you're listening, to What's on Your Mind. Our guests are the Republican nominees for governor and lieutenant governor, and we'll be back with more after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2015 John Deere tractor 9620R with only 57 hours, a 2013 John Deere 6159M with loader, only 488 hours, and two 2013 S680 combines with only 900 hours. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pipers.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
With more of What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by SNS Motors, Watford City. Find them online at snsmotorsinc.com. I don't know about you, but I get itchy on a new vehicle about every 18 to 24 months, and I just call Brent Sanford. And I say, Brent, I'm getting itchy. And I love the new Explorer. I have a 2011, actually, but the new model, new body style, and it is just a great vehicle, great gas mileage. Called him about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago and said, can we find one? He said, yeah, now I miss a truck. I'm kind of getting back to the, in fact, I saw the new Ford F-150 body style, and I'm saying, I got to have one of those. And there's a bunch that they can get you at S&S Motors. A few miles on them, great deals. SNSMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Ask for Brent. They'll give you a great deal. Trust me. We're also brought to you by MyPillow today and the 4-for-1 deal. Classic 4-pack combo is just $99.88. It's here. It's still there for you and you alone. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or go to 800-506-9028 and give a call, and they'll give you a great deal. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with our guest host today, Pat Finken. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thanks for the intro. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can join us on the Big Flavor Hotline, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. The number is 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And, of course, you can text us at 226-8503. It was kind of funny to hear Brent Sanford mentioned in that last commercial break, because, of course, you know, mayor of Watford City and really one of your biggest supporters.
He is, and he's been a great friend and very interested in promoting the interests of Watford City. That's kind of my home territory because my dad was born in Arnigard. We have lots of relatives out in Watford City, but we've shared the vision and the expressed the importance of having that infrastructure out in out in the oil patch. So I've been very happy to work with Brent and support the things that he's been working on. I'm very happy that he's provided reciprocal support for me and my campaign.
You know, that that whole issue of the surge funding and the infrastructure out west is really getting to be an integral part of this campaign as you move into the primary. Obviously, you're very supportive of the infrastructure, the surge, that spending. Your opponent in this, Doug Burgum, has been somewhat skeptical of the surge funding and the need for it, and was it wasteful and things like that. That really is going to be a major contrast point, isn't it, in this next election?
I think that it is, because I was a vigorous supporter of that surge fund. It just makes sense when you have additional revenue coming in as a result of the all this activity we've seen in North Dakota, that we support the needs for the infrastructure. I talked about the highways. That was a major concern about the number of accidents out there, and we're going to improve that and save lives. And it was smart to do that. One-time spending, paid cash on the barrelhead. Don't have to repeat that funding again. We'll look at doing additional things, because I know the 19 oil-producing counties are providing their wish list of things they'd like to have. We will certainly be looking at that wish list and then providing funding if we have it. And, of course, as I started to say at the beginning or before the break, we understand the price of commodities. Both oil and egg products are going to come back. Virtually everybody understands that that's the situation, but we're going to have to wait, bridge the gap. But it's very wise to provide that one-time spending, fund our priorities, and provide tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota. We'll continue doing all of those things.
I want to go. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to echo what Wayne said. That's why I co-sponsored the surge bill. I wasn't a Western North Dakota legislator, but it was critical for all of us to take care of Western North Dakota. It doesn't matter where you're from. We knew that those people are our friends, our relatives, and they needed a safe place, and we need to promote and protect their quality of life out west.
Well, great, and I think most people in North or in the whole state agree with the fact that we did that. There was some money in that for other parts of the state, but I think everybody at the time recognized that the surge was a major deal. I got a couple of quick points that I want to get to from the texts that we've had so far this morning. Just a couple of quick questions. Number one, what's your guys' score from the NRA? Nicole, we'll start with you.
I have an A, and I am a firm supporter of Second Amendment rights and will continue to do so for as long as I'm involved.
So, and you're a teacher, is A good?
We can go into the Common Core and standard grade grades, and people don't get grades anymore.
I know Common Core stuff has come in, but I'm pretty sure it's still an A, B, C, D kind of deal, right?
I think an A is a good grade. Okay, I'm a big supporter.
Well, and let's go to the other grade in the room.
Let me one-up her on that, because I know that, and I'm a member of the NRA and have been for years, if you sponsor bills, if you have a history of supporting the Second Amendment that is provable, you get an A. If you go beyond that, like I have, and filed litigation, supported amicus briefs in the U.S. Supreme Court like we did in the Heller case, if you work diligently to make sure that your state has concealed carry reciprocity with more states than any other, you get even better than an A, and that's a grade I got, and that's an A+. Plus.
Oh, man.
Well, of course, you've got to one-up me.
We've got a little competition going here.
The NRA has endorsed me, their political arm has endorsed me in my every one of my campaigns for Attorney General, as they did when I was in the legislature.
He may have had a head start on you, though, too, so factor that in.
He's got a few years on me.
Oh, I was trying to be nice and say, a head start.
A head start, I like that better.
Okay.
Head start.
Let the record reflect, I said head start, not a few years.
Wow.
Okay. Either way, it's true.
I'm going to try to regain control of this interview right now. I want to go back to the text that we received. The other question we got on here is there a place for Rick Becker in a Stengem administration?
You know, I want to emphasize that during the course of this campaign, before the convention, Rick Becker stepped up. It is not easy to run a campaign, especially on a statewide basis. He was professional. He was diligent. He was never personal. He did everything that you expect people to do when you have a campaign. This is why we have elections, and I thought he ran an honorable campaign, and I mentioned that to the delegates at the convention. And he made an impact. He made his statements during the course of the campaign, and I have great respect for him. I'm not populating any positions in my administration, but Rick and folks like him would have a place of some sort in our administration.
Well, and I should turn to you because obviously you serve with him. You're from the same district.
Correct. Rick Becker is my running mate, and I would again echo what Wayne said. He ran a class act of a campaign, and he had a tremendous grassroots effort. His campaign deserves great kudos for that. He brought in a whole new energized base to the Republican Party, and we are excited to embrace them and bring them in, and we have not seen the last of Rick Becker.
Well, and I there are a lot of us that came out of that thinking he's an ideal candidate. You know, most of his issues are federal.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, ran a great campaign, really well organized, but there's a lot of us that'd like to see him go to Washington.
Absolutely.
I mean, first-class guy, ran a great operation, but that really is, I think if they were to vote on the nominee for Congress or U.S. Senate at this last convention, he would have been a landslide in that. So, anyway, one last question before the break. We got about 30 seconds here, and I'll just hit you quick and fast. So, yes or no, pro-life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, decidedly so. And did you hear that, Nicole? She was like, yes, gall darn it. So, anyway, I appreciate you guys coming in. Hopefully you can hang around for a little bit. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. The number's the call if you want to be part of the conversation after the break. 1-800-228-0550. That, of course, is the Big Flavor Hotline, the Big Flavor Cloverdale Hotline, or 701-258-0550. You can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or text at 226-8503. And we'll be back with our guests after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/rbs.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you an experienced mechanic? Todd, don't answer because I know the answer is no. See, Todd, the radio guy, he tries to, you know, he is the jack of all trades when it comes to radio, but I think fixing the Mercedes that he drives around, no, I don't. Another question. Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Well,
yes.
I'm in radio, so that happens every day, always, 24/7. That's not a problem. But for some, you may be looking for, you know, a little appreciation and a correct compensation. Guess where you get it? Polar Service Center. They're a division of Polar Corporation that specializes in the sales and service of tank trailers. They build them. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have locations in Williston and Kildare that need people. They need tank trailer mechanics and service technicians. They're growing. They're booming. They recently expanded to Williston. That's going great. I know you're saying, well, wait a minute, I thought things slowed down. Not if you're at Polar Service Center. There's some things happening without question, but in this business, there's some consolidation. They're now doing bumper-to-bumper truck repair work in addition to the tank trailer work. Parts, you need a tank part, they have it. Polar Service Center. Call Terry for more at 507-696-1164. He'll tell you all about these job opportunities and this great company. Again, in Williston and Kildare, 507-696-1164 at Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. More of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host, Pat Finken, as I make my way to UND Country, Tampa, Florida, for the NCAA Frozen Four. Pat?
Yeah, Scotty, I am so jealous. I wish I was there and you were here. Really, I do. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline number is 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Couple quick questions from the texts again. Seems like that's the thing today. Wayne, the question was, when was the last time you were rated by the NRA?
2014, which is the last time that I ran A+, but that's the same rating I had each of the five times that I've run for Attorney General, so it's been a good, solid, long-term rating from the NRA.
And Nicole, for you, one follow-up question. What was the most what was the thing you were most proud of in your time in the Senate so far?
Well, I think we were just talking about the surge bill. I think the co-sponsorship of that surge bill is one of the biggest accomplishments I've had so far, and I have worked really hard to build relationships, and I think that that's been an investment of time and effort as well. So I would definitely say the surge bill and taking care of the infrastructure.
Very good. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jeff on line two. Jeff, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I got a quick question to follow up on the discussion about one-time spending. Well, I think both the host, who I think it's important to point out, has both donated and is receiving money from the Stendrum campaign, and Stendrum and Senator Pullman are taking out of context the issue with one-time spending. So one-time spending has grown from being non-existent just a few bienniums ago to a serious, serious portion of our budget. And it's often defended by the Stendrum campaign as, oh, it went to important infrastructure projects, the Kildare bypass. And while some of that may be true, I think they're also mixing up the existence of the surge bill with the general fund one-time spending, which is the billion-dollar item that we are talking about with in regards to this overall $6 billion general fund. So the $1.2 billion surge bill, I don't think anybody has really criticized. That went to important infrastructure. But the other $1 billion of one-time spending went to projects that a lot of people are not declaring as truly one-time. We're talking about things ranging from overtime expenses to printers and other equipment to campus police forces. So one-time spending has really evolved from an item going towards particular one-time projects to a way to kind of conceal one-time spending, or sorry, ongoing spending. Under a Stendrum administration, how are you going to rein in this distinction?
Well, I'm not sure that I exactly understand. I can tell you that the surge funding and that one-time spending was $1.2 billion. It was $2 billion a year before that. That's funding that does not have to be repeated. It's one-time funding. What you may be talking about is, in addition to that, we are going to have to anticipate the possibility of up to $1 billion in less income that we'll have in the coming biennium. Those are issues we're going to have to look at looking forward into the next budgeting cycle, how it is that we take some of the increase in spending that we've seen and reduce that, because we won't have enough revenue to cover all of that, and that's exactly what we'll be doing.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a little confused on which is what. The surge was one-time spending. There was also some additional one-time spending.
Oh, sure, there was.
During the regular session.
There was.
But it really is. If you go up to the governor's website, they have a complete itemized list of what's considered one-time spending, and that's where that's at. It's not ongoing salaries.
That includes things, for example, the brand-new medical school at the University of North Dakota that was paid for with cash, and that's one-time spending. That doesn't have to be repeated. And there are other examples, and you can go to the website and see the complete list.
Well, let's go to Bernie on line one. Bernie, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Wayne or Nicole?
Yes, I do. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for taking my call. My question is for Mr. Stendrum. I called about 3 weeks ago about getting robbed in Dickinson, and I wanted to go in and just basically to see if any of my stuff was being held. And I asked him if he could call the state's attorney to get that arranged, because I'm not having much luck with it, and I haven't heard back from anybody, and I'm wondering where that's at.
Yeah. Did you contact my office?
No, I did not.
Okay, I think when we talked before, I asked if you would do that. That would be very helpful, and I can find out, who I don't want to ask you on air, but find out who you are, and then we'll follow up with it. But call that office and say that we visited on the radio, and I'll do what I said. But I believe that I suggested you contact my office so I'd know who you are, sir.
Bernie, thanks for the call, and make sure you do that follow-up and call the office and find out more about that. One of the hot-button issues earlier in the day on this show was when Jim Casper and Representative Jim Casper and Kevin Cramer were on, and the issue of Common Core. And obviously, over the weekend in the convention, that was a hot topic. Let's talk a little bit about where you guys are on Common Core.
Yeah, well, let me start with that, and then I want to defer to Nicole, too, because she's very wise and thoughtful on those very topics. But I have made it clear that I believe that standards for education, and a lot of other things too, by the way, belong here in the state of North Dakota. We are well situated here to handle these kinds of things. I have objected to federal control, whether it's the Common Core issue or whether it's the Environmental Protection Agency or the Bureau of Land Management, you name it. I have always maintained that I think that we govern best at the local level.
And Nicole, you've been in the middle of this whole issue.
I have, and I agree with Wayne. And I was in the car on the way over listening to Kevin talk, and he said something that really resonated with me. He said, the more people learn about Common Core, the less they like it. And to watch the rollout of the standards over the past 2 years, culminating in the Smarter Balance test, and all of the trouble that was and that will probably continue to be this spring, we have been working on a task force for the past year, and I have been working to get rid of the Smarter Balance test. So I'm hoping that when we come here a year from now, that we are talking about no more Smarter Balance tests, and that this summer that we will bring the math and English standards back to North Dakota teachers, back to North Dakota stakeholders, and reevaluate and rewrite those standards so that they are no longer Common Core.
Yeehoo. Let's go to line four. Tom, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Wayne or Nicole?
For Mr. Sinjum, and this is probably not an easy answer, with the reduced revenue for the state, how does it look like the money for the diversion over in Fargo area?
Well, a lot of the money for the diversion and the other water issues that we have are dedicated. They come from the oil extraction tax. That money is placed into the Resources Trust Fund, and that is the source out of which all of the water development in North Dakota is going to come. So there are resources for not just the diversion in Fargo, but also flood protection up in Minot and for other water projects in the state of North Dakota. That's another wise thing, I think, that the administration and that the legislature did, so that we can set some of that funding aside. It goes into a dedicated source, and it's a funding that's available. It may be reduced until we see a return of the price of oil, but there is a lot of money in that Resources Trust Fund. And these water projects, of course, are long-term projects. These are not something that can or need to be done within the course of one biennium, but these will stretch out over many years. It is a key issue. It is one of the most important things I would like to accomplish during my administration. That's dealing with the issues that we've dealt with in North Dakota since statehood: too much water and too little water. And I think that a long-term vision is very important, and that's what I want to do.
Before we run out of time, because I know that at the top of the hour we're all leaving this place, I think it's important that we talk a little bit about your guys' vision for the economy, where we've come from, and where we're going as a state, because that's the second big issue in this election is what's going on with the economy. And I guess I think we'd be doing a disservice to our listeners if we didn't talk about where we've been and where we're going.
And I talked about being realistic about our budget situation, because we need to make sure that we're bridging the gap between the way things have been in the last couple of years, where we saw incredible increases in the amount of revenue. But I think that it is important to remember where North Dakota has come from. And it's remarkable what we saw. In the year 1990, the gross domestic product of the entire state of North Dakota was $11.5 billion. By 2000, that doubled. It was $22 billion. And by 2015, we were up to a gross domestic product of $53 billion. That is amazing growth. And that is not because of the government, by the way. That is because of the private entrepreneurs and business people in the state of North Dakota who have a vision and an optimism for where North Dakota can be. And we want to not turn courses. We do not need to double back. We need to double down. And that's what we're going to do, working with private enterprise, making sure we have a tax structure that is fair and a regulatory structure that is predictable. And those kinds of things are things that we can do working with private enterprise, not squelching them, not making it more difficult for them to do business, but encouraging them. And that's why we'll see our economy humming along even better than it is now.
You know, that is one of the things that I like to talk about when I talk about this with people, and that is that, you know, despite what has happened in commodity prices, and there's no doubt that commodity prices are down, think of this. We still have one of the lowest, if not the lowest, unemployment in the country.
The lowest.
Yeah. I mean, and we're still doing 53 million or billion dollars in economic. It speaks to the fact that while ag and energy is important, it's not the only drivers in our economy anymore.
And agriculture is and always will be the most important industry in the state of North Dakota. I think that's as it should be, but we need to make sure that we're concentrating on diversifying. So we're not just relying on oil, not just relying on coal or even ag, but high tech and all of the other things that are going on all across the state of North Dakota.
Well, and that will be a good bridge to us after the break, because we're going to talk about kind of where do we go from here? What are those opportunities before us? I think that's a critical part of this discussion. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, and we'll be back with more with our guests after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is a follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stay tuned here. That's how long Randy Holler has been at the Hedolls location in Hettinger. He likes turning a wrench, too. and likes to drive classic cars, likes to work on classic cars. And the nice thing there is if you like classic cars, you like working on classic cars and driving them, you come into Heels, you find a kindred spirit, you're going to find the parts you need, have a great conversation besides. It's an example repeated over and over and over through the doors of Heels. Again and again and again are people who know they are going to chat with a professional like Randy Holler and Hettinger and like so many others that just know this business backwards and forwards. His first car, by the way, a 65 Dynamic 88 Oldsmobile. Yeah, he said it wasn't much. It started, it moved, it got him there and back. So that part is good. So anyway, give Randy a shout-out when you stop and see him and Hettinger and any of the good folks at Heels. Heels has it. Not only the parts you need, the great people, too, and you'll find them all throughout North Dakota, northern South Dakota, western Minnesota, parts of Montana, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Heels. Final segment of What's On Your Mind Wednesday. We're live tomorrow from Tampa, Florida, counting down to NCAA championship hockey for the University of North Dakota. Your guest host today, Pat Finken.
Thank you, Scotty, and thanks for the opportunity to come in and fill in for you. Always enjoy our time together doing this. I'd enjoy it more if I was the one in Tampa going to the Frozen Four. That's exciting. I mean, we've got NDSU wins the national championship. UND's on the verge of doing the same thing. This is a big end. We were reminded by Kevin Kramer today. I would be remiss if I did not say this. But Devin from the University of Mary won the NCAA Collegiate Grand Slam Dunk Contest, not just Division II, not Division 1A. It was Division, the whole enchilada, and a kid from the University of Mary.
Gotta love it.
Won
good
the
for
dunk.
Devin. Good
and
for Devin.
Devin did great. And I was not at the meeting, but Kevin was at a meeting yesterday at the University of Mary. And they get a belt for this, right? And you always think, well, geez, you know, it's a nice little belt, you know, all that. It's going to weigh about 80 pounds. The thing is, this kid will not be able to dunk if he wears the belt at the same time.
So. I must have gotten those from the same place pro wrestling gets their belts from.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, Wayne, I was forced to kind of cut you off for the break before, and you were just kind of ramping into the whole idea of economic diversity in the state in the future. I think the listeners would appreciate getting a vision of what you think, where we are, you know, because it isn't just ag and oil anymore. What do you see where we are today and where we're going in terms of the overall economy?
You know, there is so much going on in North Dakota. Not a week goes by that I don't visit in my office with individuals who are coming in talking about what they see for diversified industries in North Dakota. And those include things. And it really is why I conclude that I'm so optimistic about where we're going, because we've got people coming in, they want to build additional fertilizer plants using natural gas that might otherwise be flared. The plastics plant that Badlands LLC has been working on, refineries, high-tech companies that are coming to North Dakota. And, of course, North Dakota has positioned itself to be the global hub of unmanned aerial vehicle research. Things are going on at the University of North Dakota in conjunction with private industry and the U.S. Air Force at the air base in Grand Forks. Wonderful things that are happening. People are coming in. They're talking still, even with the reduction in the price of oil, of spending billions of dollars on pipelines that we need to get that product out of North Dakota. That tells me that they, too, are very optimistic about the future of North Dakota. I went and toured the Cirrus plant. They manufacture airplane parts up in Grand Forks. They're looking at expanding, and they're talking about employing as many as 200 additional people up there. And one of the things that struck me the most about what they were saying is that they wanted to have that plant and those additional people working in Grand Forks, North Dakota, because they love North Dakota workers. They are ready to come with a strong work ethic every day. They are loyal and dependable employees. They're high paid. They have very good jobs up there. And I talked to many of the people who work there and how proud it is they are of the work that they're doing. And that's really true all across the state of North Dakota, that we have a workforce that is second to none in the nation and is a good selling point for the state of North Dakota as well.
In a contrast, your competitor in this race, Mr. Burgum, talks a lot about how we're in a recession and it's the worst performance in the country and has an entirely different view of where we are in the world. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, not too long ago, Governing Magazine published an article, and the headline of the article, here are the 7 states in America that are seeing a decrease in population. And how long ago was it that we would have all read that and hung our heads and said, of course, North Dakota's on that list. We're always on that kind of a list. Our people are leaving the state of North Dakota. But now, in fact, we're on the other end, the fastest growing state. We have a record population of 756,000 people in North Dakota. And we, looking forward to the future, have everything to be optimistic about, and we'll build on it, and we'll continue to do those kinds of things.
Well, and I think it's important to remember that he's quoting fourth quarter 2015. I mean, this is not like some trend line. This is just last quarter. But Nicole, you wanted to weigh in here. We got about a minute left here, gang.
Well, I don't know. I don't care which quarter he is citing, but I just think you don't attract business to the state of North Dakota by telling them that it's miserable here. And so I am going to be the optimistic voice to attract business to North Dakota, because we have great workers, we have a great economy, a great higher education system, and we are ready to take on even more and diversify.
And still the lowest unemployment in the country, and a growing economy, and yeah, it's amazing.
And far more jobs available than there are people to fill them. We have thousands of jobs that are available here in the great state of North Dakota.
Well, guys, this has been a great discussion. It'll be the first of many, hopefully. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and Scott's back tomorrow. Have a great day, and go Fighting Hawks.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.